Today we're going to look at Nancy Reagan, wife of Ronald Reagan, Republican president in the 80s. There's Nancy. Now, what's that on your neck there? I'm a little concerned about the neck. Bedtime for Bonzo. What's going on? Is that an Adam's apple I see? And is that a son or a daughter? We're going to investigate all of these matters today. I still see something on your neck that shouldn't be there. Found only on men. What's with those broad shoulders? You got one of those hard, firm skulls, painted with makeup and female clothing. Pearl necklace. Are those real boobs? Prominent cheekbones and brow bone. Large jaw, actually. Large head relative to the size of this body. It's got an oversized head. Now, is that because the brain is so large? Looks kind of like an alien there. Broad shoulders, Adam's apple. Massive, strong, prominent jaw and brow bone. Lots of makeup, female clothing. Again, you got those broad shoulders and the Adam's apple. What's going on? Nancy Reagan, a Republican. They can't be trannies, can they? It's impossible. Something's not right with the right. Now, remember the Reagan years, we had the nuclear war propaganda. In fact, I was a teenager during that time, and I thought that the world would end back then. Then later on in life, I realized nuclear weapons do not exist. Try to tell people that, they get upset. They love nuclear weapons. Corset around the waist. The dress flares out, but the hips do not. It's one of their magic tricks. It's an illusion. Masters of illusion. See, Nancy's head is the same size as Ronald's, maybe even larger. In fact, Ronald doesn't have much of a jaw, does he? And in fact, I would put Ronald on the FTM watch list, at least. He's another one of these guys with these high-pitched voices. What's the deal with that? Maybe it makes them less threatening. Is he a castrated man? Is he an FTM? I don't know. But this one, see, you just got to look. You got to observe. Observe carefully. The smile. This one's a master of the smile. The fake smiles to fool us. It's one of the greatest ways to fool somebody is to smile and be friendly. I mean, people are gullible. People don't realize when they're being deceived. Yeah, look at that head. It's all tranny all the time. It's in disguise. Now, this is a pretty small person, I think, so it could be of a certain ethnicity where the men are smaller than normal. You know what I mean? There's a few different examples you could think of. Even Willis knows what's going on. He's like, whoa, got this white tranny on the show now. This show's going downhill. Arnold's like, what you talking about, Willis? No hips there on the horse. Got a horse face. Now, which one's the horse? But the person riding the horse doesn't have any hips. Cover of Time magazine, Kronos, as usual. The White House co-star. See, these people have more power than we realize. There's something weird and strange going on. There's something magical. They're using dark arts. There's the androgyny dress, half and half. Not a good look, I might add. Now, maybe sometimes women wear a dress like that. I don't know, but the trannies sure love it. Crossing the legs, trying to look feminine. Adam's apple, shoulders. It kind of reminds me of like Herman Munster or something. I don't know. It doesn't look right. It's not good. It's fake. See that? Look at the bones in the head. Casting pearls before the swine. Is that a demon or a first lady? It's getting hard to tell. You got a mustache? What's going on there? Is that a clown? Is that the Joker? They should have cast Nancy as the Joker instead of Jack Nicholson. See, there's a man inside of there. It's like an old Jewish dude, all right? They don't live in the States. They're the ruling class. They rule over the States. Now we're going to take a look at the daughter, Pat Davis, like David. There's little David next to his mother with the Adam's apple. David's the one in the dress. Patty. It's Pat David. Pat. They call me Pat. People magazine, quote-unquote, people, hand in the pockets, veins sticking out of the wrist. Now, this one was on the cover of Playboy, posing nude. And look who else is on the cover, Bill Gates. Don't get me started on that one. And here you see the Adonis belt a little better on this one here. Look at the hips. Look at the torso. Where are the female hips? That's a straight up and down, firm male torso. All right, now it kind of looks like a girl, right? It does. It kind of looks like a large horse-faced woman. No offense to the large horse-faced women out there. We love you. This person is trying to imitate you. This is a fake horse-faced woman. It's a horse-faced tranny with the scarf around the neck, sunglasses, hair covering the face. It's got that Alanis Morissette look going on. Isn't it ironic? Like father, like son. This one has learned the art of the kind smile while they're lying to us. Where's the feminine hips there? I don't see it. And look at that. Look at that back. Strong back. Triceps. What's up with the triceps and the shoulder muscles? This one's got a muscular back. Now, there's more to this photo. I'm not showing it because it's basically nude, but it is crossing the legs as well, trying to get the trying to pretend to have a curve. Look at that. Not crossing the legs. And, of course, Getty Images always puts their slogan right over the Adonis belt. They always do that. Why is that? What are they trying to cover up? There's the neck scarf as well. But that's a straight up and down male torso. That's the first place I look. Shoulder to hip ratio. All right, so it's about all the bones. You got to look at the whole package, make the observations, do the analysis. And if you have enough data, you can come to a conclusion. Look at that, when it's younger. Starting the plastic surgery facial feminization regime. There it is with the Adam's apple and the androgyny. Again, you see it there. Looks like it's got some man hands doing a bit of yoga. Now, this one married like a yoga teacher or something before it got divorced. No children. Adam's apple. Maybe the Adam's apple prevented you from having children and breastfeeding. But you showed your breasts in the Playboy, didn't you? Yeah, so he's got one of these large faces. A little bit larger than a large woman. Yeah, see, look at that. A lot of surgery going on. Major facelift. Scrunched up the skin around the nose. That's pretty weird looking. I know a guy who had plastic surgery done, an older guy, like in his 70s, trying to look younger. It looks pretty ridiculous, but it looks kind of like this, actually. Those cheekbones. It's like a dude with a facelift. Now, this one's been in the film industry. The Love Boat. Classics, right? These are all-time classic TV shows. The Love Boat, Chips, Fantasy Island. The holy trinity of cheesy 70s TV shows. Heart to Heart, it just gets better. I've learned to respect my body. Ronald Reagan's daughter, Patty Davis, poses nude at 58. So pose nude again. Once, in fact, the Playboy was from 1994. And then it did it later when it was 58 in the year 2011. Now here's some footage of a video it did for Playboy as well, where it did full nudity, total nudity. I'm not going to show it, but I would suspect this one has had major surgery done, if you know what I mean. Major surgery, because it's going all in for Kabbalah. It's going all in for androgyny. It's their religion, it's their way of life. And they rule over us. For now, in this temporary realm of sin and death, and debauchery, and depravity. See, that's the kingdom of Adam, right? The fallen kingdom of Adam. There are two kingdoms overlapping right now at the same time. Someday the kingdom of Adam will be completely annihilated. All right, so I hope this helped you understand the world a little bit better. Nuclear weapons don't exist. But they can do, you know, they could easily do nuclear war narrative, nuclear strike, tactical nuclear weapon attack, whatever. They can do any narrative they want. And as long as they repeat it, with the right newscasters, they will be able to fool a lot of people. Now, hopefully at this point, more people are realizing that everything they see on TV is a lie. All the newscasters are lying. All the politicians are lying. Watch out for the controlled opposition. And in fact, one way that I use is the transvestigation, because transvestigation is really a way to see if someone's a Freemason or not, if they're practicing Kabbalah. So if they have a tranny wife, pretty good chance they're a Freemason. If they are a tranny, it's a good chance they're a Freemason. So if you spot the tranny, you spot the Freemason, right? And they're on both the left and the right. They're all over the place. And that's okay. This world is coming to an end, and a new world is about to begin.